ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 2 Text number 22. Ato vai kavyo kavyo nityam bhaktim paramaya muda vasudeve bhagavati kurvanti atma prasadinim. This verse comes at the end of a series of very important verses which explain the importance of performing devotional service and how one becomes purified by performing devotional service. And the result of that purification is that one is situated in pure devotional service, which is the normal, happy state of the living being. Therefore, this verse states, since time immemorial, persons who are actually intelligent and learned, they very happily take to the devotional service of the Supreme Lord, who is known as Vasudeva, which means the son of Vasudeva, and also means he who is the all-pervading Lord. In this purport, Prabhupada has referred to Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, Krishna is not known as Vasudeva. He is known as Nandanandan. And the devotees, they are not so much interested in his being the all-pervading Supreme Lord, as they want him to be in Vrindavan. Nakalu gopika nandano bhavan akila dehinam antaratma drik. The gopis praying to Krishna say that you are not only the son of Mother Yashoda, but you are the indwelling witness within the heart of every living being. So Krishna is Vasudev, the Supreme Lord, but he's not God in the sense that most people conceive of God. He is, but he's much more. People think of God as the supreme great, but they don't know how to approach him. Yesterday, as we were going around on Harinam Sankirtan, we saw several advertisements saying Success 2006. In which they invite students to come and pray to God as conceived of by certain Christians to get success in your exam results, with the idea that people, they will in this way gradually bring them in and make them Christians. And a common slogan we see written here and there is Jesus never fails. So the whole concept is how we shall approach God and he will fulfill our desires to make us happy in this material world, which is a complete misunderstanding of who God is and how we should approach him. We don't have anything in particular against Christianity. Everyone who claims to be having some approach to God, they don't know who he is or how we should approach him. There's a famous cheating so-called guru. I think he's from Bangalore originally. Okay. His name is Shavi Rankar or something like that. Can't remember exactly. So I was reading something. We don't want to say his name directly. I was reading something. He says, my aim is to put a smile on everyone's face. So people think, well, this is wonderful, but you should slap on his face, knock his silly smile off his face. His duty, if he's supposed to be some kind of sadhu or guru or spiritual guide, is to tell everyone, Dukhalayama Shashvatam, this material world is miserable. And promoting the idea that we shall be happy in this material world is simply cheating people. Actually, to put a smile on people's face, that's all right, but we should know how to do so by teaching them about Krishna. Any proposal to attempt to make people happy without engaging them in the service of Krishna is simply cheating and it's simply envy of Krishna. So actual theism begins with Vaishnavism. Prior to that, there is some concept of God, but crippled by the misconception that God is meant to please us. So Vaishnavism begins with the Vasudeva concept, understanding this Supreme Lord as the all-pervading person who's also the son of Vasudeva. And as is promoted in the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, which has traditionally been prominent in this area, their goal is Vishnu Kainkarya, or service, personal service to Vishnu, based on prapatti, surrender. So Kainkarya, that gives the sense of not, it's not being a paid servant, but it's serving out in a very humble way out of love for the Lord. Because one is attracted by the qualities of the Lord, one wishes to serve. Because one is attracted by the qualities of the Lord, one wishes to serve Him and to praise Him. Now, there are different ways of praising Him. One level is to praise God that you fill my cup with wine, that's there in the Bible. By the qualities of the Lord, one wishes to serve, and you kill my enemies. The Jewish concept is that God favors the Jews. So it's a mundane concept projected onto God. But real understanding begins with understanding of Him as Vaikunthanath. He is not someone living up in the cloud somewhere who gives us blessings to enjoy this material world. But rather He has His own world where He enjoys, and everyone goes there to serve Him personally. This concept of serving the Lord for His pleasure on the spiritual platform is fully developed in Vraja Bhakti, where the sense of service becomes so intense that one no longer knows or cares very much that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. So this verse we're reading today, this is spoken at the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. And the principles which are outlined in this series of very important verses here at the beginning of Bhagavatam are elaborated upon throughout the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. In these three verses, in this series of verses, hearing about Krishna has been very much stressed. Srimad Bhagavatam gives us opportunity to hear about Krishna, different forms of the Lord, and how He reciprocates with His devotees, and chanting about the Lord, and serving Him. So this is the essence of bhakti. There are many angas, or what's the word we say for anga, or functions of bhakti, we can say. Many activities within that are counted as parts of bhakti. But the essential activities are hearing about Him, chanting about Him, especially chanting His holy names, and serving Him. We may say, well, what about remembering Him? But remembrance comes automatically when there's hearing and chanting and serving. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear about how the Lord reciprocates with His devotees, how He reciprocates with the Pandavas and Parikshit Maharaj, so many other, Dhruv Maharaj, Gajendra, Prahlad Maharaj. So by hearing these narrations, we gain confidence in the power of the Lord and His affection for His devotees, bhaktavatsalyam, and His ability to protect His devotees. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, well-known verse, savadhaman prityaja mam ekam sharanam vraja ahang tvang sarva papebhyo moksha ishtami mashtuchaha. So He canvases for us to fully surrender to Him without any reservation. So He promises that if you, the jiva, do this, then He will fully protect you. We cannot fully put our faith in anyone unless, or we cannot fully take shelter of anyone unless we have full faith that they are capable of protecting us. So prior to this, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna has established that He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And material nature is working under His direction. And the reactions of sinful activities, they are being affected by the direction of material nature. But that material nature is under the control of Krishna. Maya adhyakshena prakritihi suyate sachar acharam hetunayanena kundaya jagat viparivartate. So when one is fully convinced of Krishna's love for his devotees and his ability to protect them, then surely one will surrender to him without any reservations. There was a book published in America maybe more than 20 years ago by a rabbi, means like a Jewish religious leader, whose name was Hare Krishna, almost like Hare Krishna. So he wrote this book to attempt to solve a common philosophical and theological question, a question that people commonly ask. The book was titled, you have very nice teeth, tongue, but we don't want to see it, so please keep your mouth covered when you yawn. I'm saying we don't want to see your beautiful teeth and tongue, so please cover your mouth when you yawn. All right, so the name of the book is, or was, Why Do Bad Things Happen to Good People? With examples that there's very nice young girl going to school, she's very popular, everyone likes her, and she's good in studies. And then one day as she's walking to school, bang, a truck hits her, and she's dead. She was good, but something bad happened. Why? Her mother will be crying, why? Why? And then the priest or the rabbi will come and try to comfort. And he said, comfort the mother. The Week magazine a few years ago had an article on Does God Exist? And they asked a few different people and they gave their opinions as if the opinions of any stupid people could, is that supposed to be authoritative as to the existence of God or not? So one of the people he asked was Ram Jethmalani, who is well known in India as a lawyer and not very successful politician. So he said, well, I used to believe in God, but when I went to Kutch and saw the earthquake victims, then I started to have doubts. Because people think that God is supposed to make life nice for us in this world. Just like they had this tsunami, and they were praying for the victims of the tsunami. Say a prayer for yourself. You also have to die and then take your next birth. So anyway, getting back to Hare Krishna, he said that, well, the question people ask is that God is all-powerful, why does he let things like this happen? Hare Krishna. It's like Marathi pronunciation of Krishna. Telugu also. Not your Telugu. So Hare Krishna was saying that, well, it seems that God is either all good but not all powerful, or he's all powerful but not all good. So he came to the conclusion that God's actually very good, but he's not really on top of everything. He can't really control everything. So he's a nice guy, but, you know, if bad things happen, it's not really his fault, so don't blame him. What a fool. What a rascal. Mutta. What does that mean? Muttal. Muttal. Okay, that's a good word. I'll remember that one. These people, they're supposed to be the religious leaders, and they're promoting its atheism in the name of theism. They could never dream of thinking that, well, actually there's something wrong with us. There's something wrong with God. Nothing wrong with us. Just like they've invented this idea of Satan. It's like some competitor of God. And God is good, but he's struggling with this Satan who's very powerful. And all the people, according to Christianity, who get overcome by Satan, they join the Hare Krishna movement. And they chant Hare Krishna and they do everything for God and they dedicate their lives to him completely. But actually it's all under the control of Satan and they go to hell forever, according to their stupid so-called theology. So this idea that God has got some competitor, it's another form of atheism. They really don't know what they're talking about. It's better that they just don't preach anything, because what they're preaching, it gives such wrong ideas of God. But people in Kali Yuga are so foolish that these ideas appeal to them. Just like I was told, there's this website promoting Islam where someone says that the Muslims are very peaceful people because they eat peaceful animals. So there was some proposal that I join in some public debate with these people. But I declined on the basis that you shouldn't get in an argument with a fool because other people might not be able to tell the difference. What, you can't have an intelligent discussion with a fool. But unfortunately, the great majority of the population in the modern world, they're fools. As I've many times explained, or the whole advertising industry works on the understanding that people are fools. It appeals to people's foolishness. It appeals to people's lust and greed, that's all. Every advertisement. So, Krishna Conscious Movement is attempting to appeal to people's actual spiritual nature. The people are a long way, they've forgotten, a long way from their spiritual nature, they've forgotten who they are. Pishachi paile jaina motti channa hoy maya grasta jive hoy sei bhavudoy. Just like people who are haunted by a ghost, that's what most people are like that. Have you seen people haunted by a ghost? They'll talk in a very funny way. They may attack their parents. You can't have a reasonable discussion with them. So like that, most people, if you have experience, if you go door to door distributing books, you can't, it's very difficult to discuss anything sane with people because they have such strange ideas. That doesn't mean we shouldn't preach Krishna consciousness, but at the same time, we are facing very deep ignorance. So these books are meant to awaken people up to their original spiritual intelligence. People whose intelligence is a little bit awakened, when they read these books, they can understand that this is actual authorized knowledge of God. The first verse of Bhagavatam alone has more actual information of God than all of the so-called religions in the world. Actually, even in the first three words, the concepts embedded in there are far more advanced than all the so-called religions of the world. Jamadhyasya yataha, actually four words. Means he who is the yatova imani jayanti, yatova imani bhutani jayanti, yena jatani jivanti, yat prayat yabhi sang vishanti, tad vijigyasasva tad brahmeti. This is a summary of the Taittiriya Upanishad statement that the absolute truth is that from which everything emanates, by which everything is maintained, that into which everything enters at the time of destruction. That is the proper subject matter for hearing about, for inquiring about. That is Brahma, that is the absolute truth. So, Atato Brahma Jignyasa is answered here. Jamadhyasa Yataha. So these philosophical concepts are far beyond the speculation of what others have to offer. It's highly elevated philosophy. And those who are actually philosophical and intelligent and philosophically inclined, they study Srimad Bhagavatam and perform devotional service with great pleasure. So yesterday we were asking everyone who has got Bhagavad Gita in their home. Everyone said, now who's got Bhagavatam? You all have Bhagavatam? Full set. Full set. Okay, so now you please read it. Distribute Prabhupada's books and read Prabhupada's books and follow what's in them. Your life will be successful in all respects. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any question? All right, so you all please take prasad and we'll go for a 1.5 hour drive to give another class. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaur Hari Premanande Hari Bol.